We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Pei Ches Amad Aleph, and we are beginning around 12 lines from the top by the two dots, where the Gemara is going on what the Mishnah said, Dam Anitiz B'Shal HaSakin, if a dam spritzed far away from the Makom Shechita, or it spritzed onto the Sakin, onto the knife, the Shechita knife, the halach is that you have to cover that as well. Besides for the Iker Dam that's Shechta right here, you have to cover, you also have to cover the Dam Anitiz B'Shal HaSakin. Rav Yehuda argued, said in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda says, no, Dafka, if there's no other dam. But if there's other dam, you don't have to go get all the dam covered. It's enough to cover the dam that's in front of you. So Gemara will elaborate a little on that machlokes and bring down a third shita. Tana Rabbana. It says in the pasuk v'chisol. It says v'shofach as damai v'chisol ba'afar. And the pasuk, the language of v'chisol is mashma malamich dam anitas shal sakin chayav l'chasas. Mashma, all the dam has to be covered. And the Gemara later on will darshan that damai means all the dam according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that you have to cover all the dam. Amar Rabbi Yehuda emes that was manchein sham dam. It's only with all the dam. Elohu. Only that dam that splattered or went on the sakin. Ava yesham dam, if you have dam right where you are, shaloi hu, patam l'chasim. Besides for that, you have dam right here, patam l'chasim, you're not mechuyev to mechasa, the dam that splattered and the dam that spritzed on the sakin. Tani idach, is another brisa. V'chiso, melamet shekol dam mechayev l'chasa, as Tanakama says, that you have to cover all the dam. When you do a shchita, v'chaya, or oif, you have to cover all the dam. V'kan omru, dam anitas, dam that spritzes far away, v'sha'al akfayim, and that's on the akfayim, which means that's on the side, on the walls of the makom hashchita, the walls of the throat of behema. You have to take that off and cover that as well. Hey, you know, you have to cover that as well. Zok the Gemara, from the pasuk, v'chiso, teaches us chayev l'chasas, v'chayev to cover the dam anitas and sha'al akfayim. No, that's only if you didn't cover the dam and nefesh. So then, if the dam and nefesh splatters or goes onto the sakin, you have to go cover that. Avakisa dam and nefesh. If you cover the dam and nefesh means the dam that the chaya or the oif dies from. If you cover that, that's enough. Part of the you have to go and cover the blood that's on the knife or that splatters. So it turns out we have three shittas here, like Rashi explains. Shita number one is the Rabbanon who holds you have to cover all the dam. Rav Yehuda says, even a mix of dam, a little bit of dam you cover is enough. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it has to be the dam and nefesh. So it means, the nafkamimit of Yehuda and Rav Shimon Gamliel will be, if dam and nefesh spritzes on the sakin. According to Rav Yehuda, if you have sack, you have dam in front of you, you don't have to go rub off the sakin to cover it. Mashiach Rav Shimon Gamliel says, yeah, you do have to, because that's dam and nefesh. That will be enough community to Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yehuda. We have three shittas here. And the Gemara says, my kamifli, what's the biyah machlai? Because Rabban and Sabri, domoi, call domoi, domoi is mashma, all the dam has to be covered. Domoi, vichiso, everything has to be covered. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, domoi, if all mixes domoi, even part of the dam is enough to be covered. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava, domoi, amayuchid. Domoi means the dam that's special, it's unique, it's meyuchid, and that's the dam and nefesh, that has to be covered. That has to be covered completely. The unique blood has to be covered completely. All the dam has to be covered. But if that's covered, then everything else is fine. So these are the three shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Rabbanon, what the halach is. Now some say, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's mixed as dam is enough, but all the dam that's on the earth in front of you has to be covered. It just means that if it splatters far away, you don't have to bring it back here. But anything over here, some Rishonim say that has to be covered, of course, all the dam. And who we pass like? It's also a big shalom how we pass like. It seems like the Rif and Reva Paiskin Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, that mixes a dam is enough. We actually had a story for Rabbi Chia with the where he needed the dam to chase away the moth, the worms, and there it's a raya that you have to cover all the dam, because why can't you just cover some of the dam and the rest of the dam use to chase away those taylas, those worms? So it's mashma from Rav Chia actually that we pass like the Rabbanon, but I in the Paiskim who we pass like. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. B'meh mechasim v'meh ein mechasim. The Mishnah doesn't tell us what are you allowed to use? What type of tiluk use for kisui adam? We have in the Mishnah that says, we have in the pasuk rather that says, v'chisol b'afar. The pasuk says you have to use earth. You have to use afar. So now the question is, what other things are suitable to cover the dam that besides for afar? Zok the Mishnah, mechasin, ma mechasin by mechasin, mechasin v'zevel adak. You could use fine dung. Now zevel is fertilizer. It can be made out of dung of a behemoth, or it can be made out of rotten tavua as well. So zevel hadak, it has to be fine zevel, fine fertilizer, v'chol hadak, fine sand, besid, sid is lime or plaster, uvecharsis is pieces of pottery, uvelevein of a magufa shakashon, or bricks, or covers of a barrel, which is also made out of pottery, those things that you crushed up into pieces, all those things can be used to cover the dam. Aval emechasim, but you cannot use loy bezevel agas, not coarse dung, v'loy b'choyel hagas, not coarse sand, v'loy b'levein ha'magufesh loy kashon, or bricks, or a cover of a of a barrel that was not crushed up, you can't cover a kli over it. That's not called covering. It has to be ba'afar. And somehow the first things are all included in afar. Why? Anything that you could plant and grow, this soil will grow in this soil. Something you plant and it will grow. Use that to cover the dam. But if you cannot grow plants in it, then you cannot use it for kisi adam. And Chazal knew that these things, the zevel adak, chol adak, sid charsis, v'leveinu, v'guv kashon, those things, plants do grow. Mashing other things, plants do not grow in other things. Talk to Gemara. Hechidam echel adak. What's included in fine sand? So Gemara is bringing a tool of shinus. Omer Rabbi Archanam v'yechanam. Kol she'ena yoytze tarach l'kashon. Anything that the potter doesn't have to crush, that, you know, is called fine sand. I could just sit down and make my pots and jugs, and without crushing sand, that's called echel adak. V'yikin demashla sefer. Some say on the sefer, we have this memory of v'yechanam, that the sefer says, v'leim echasim le'vezevel agas. V'leim echel agas, you can't use coarse sand. Hechidam echel agas, amrav echanam, amrav yechanam, kol sha yoyt echel agas, anything you have to crush, it's called gas, it's called coarse. So it sounds exactly the same. My benayu, what's the afkamina tula shaynes? Yikin benayu, the tzorach v'loy tzorach, the mifrach efruche. If it's a type of choil, type of sand that doesn't really need crushing, which means it doesn't need any type of tools. You can do it by hand. It falls apart on your hand, but it does have to be crushed and made into sand, fine sand with your hand. So there, it's telling the tool of shyness. The feet of first lashon that the lashon is kol choil she'ina yoytze tzarach l'kashrei. Any sand that the yoytze does not have to crush. So then it is considered choil hadak. This why? Because it's lemaisa. It doesn't have to be crushed by a tool. It can be crushed by hand. So therefore, it's included in kol she'en tarach l'kashrei. This is Rashi's pshat. Kol, all the things that ain't yaitzah. This also adds this on. Also have to be crushed. But if you the second lashon where the word says kol she'en tarach l'kashrei, it's adding on more things that you have to crush. So then this is also something you have to crush. May have crushed by hand, but you have to crush it also. And therefore, that would be an example of something you have to crush. And therefore, it won't be, or be considered, it's something that I have to crush. And therefore, it would be considered chol hagas. So if you're the first lashon, it's considered chol hadak. Because you don't have to crush it with a tool. If you're the second lashon, it'll be considered chol hagas. Because it's something that has to be crushed. So it says in the pasuk v'chiso, maybe I can use stones. I cover it with stones. I'll cover it with kli. Gevaldik, cover it with kli, cover the dam. Tamaloyma be'ofar, it has to be in sand. Be'ofar means in earth. It has to be covered in offer, in the earth. So offer means sand. Fainly ala offer, only you see only his sand. Nile rabbis zevel adak, v'chol adak, how do you know the marba fine dung and fine sand? Earth usually means actual ground, the earth, not like a sand from the beach. It means actually earth. So how do you know marba fine zevel, fine choil? How do you know these things are included as well? And how do you know to include v'shchikas avonim, crushed up stones, shchikas acharsis, crushed up pottery, and also v'nuroi's pishton daka, which is pieces of flax that come off when I'm making the flax, these little pieces of shaft come off the flax. Now on top of my base, Mesarah Shacharoshim, and pieces of wood that come off when the carpenter does smash, crush up the wood, those things also. The carpenter is like a sawdust. How do you know Mesarah Shacharoshim Daka? How do you know all these things are kosher? Visid and lion, Vicharsis, and also pieces of pottery, and Levena. How do you know also Levena and Magufa Shikas and they crossed? How do you know all these things are included in Afar, Tamaloyim, V'chisohu? Chisohu is Marba everything. How is it Marba everything? Rashi explains, if it would say Ba'afar Yechasenu, then it would say Dafka Afar. But it says V'chisohu Ba'afar. Verse V'chisohu means cover it, whatever you want. Then it says Ba'afar. So V'chisohu is Marba. So Chisohu really is a Ribuy and Afar is a Mir. So Yachal should be Marba Af Zevel Agas, V'choil Agas. Maybe I'll also be Marba everything then. Okay, Marba also coarse Zevel, coarse Choil, V'shchiz Klimatris, crushed up. A metal kalim, v'leveno, magufas, a kostum, or bricks, and a cover that I didn't crush, v'kemach, v'subin, morsan, maybe flour, subin, morsan, these are different parts of the shaft, coming off the barley, coming off the wheat, all these things, maybe they're included also, maybe they also could be considered, offer, to be considered kisa adam, but offer has to be offer. Okay, so we have offer, and we have kiso. So ma ros, the rabbis, elu hetzelu, say, I know what to be marbe, what to exclude. Since we have a ribuy of a chiso, we have a miyat of afar, marba is elu, we marba these, she min afar. They're similar to afar, where you can plant in it, it grows, plants grow in it. The other things are not considered afar, they can't grow in it. So we have a ribuy, v'chiso, We're marba anything that could grow, anything that, that plants could grow in, soil that plants could grow in. All those things Chazal say are something things could grow. Mashiach and other things that can't grow. Freiting mar kash like this. Ve'ima v'chisol klal. V'chisol is a cloud, which means it's marba everything. Offa is a prat. Offa is only offa, only earth. Klal or prat, im klal shav prat. We know there's a rule in Chazal, klal or prat. If it's a klal, a rule, and then a prat. And then it says a specific, it's only offer. Finish. If it's a klal prat or klal, then you marba more thing. Here it's a klal prat. So it's be only what's in the prat. How you have to marba anything more than offer? It should have to be sent. Amrav Mari, you should have a klal atzarch leprat. This klal is different than a regular klal. A regular klal is a klal that we know what we're talking about. We know which category we're in, and then we narrow it down to offer. For example, we'll say like behemoth, and then we say a set. So what you're doing is, you know behemoths are behemoths, and says is narrowing down to one thing. Masha Inkein, when it comes to this, covering can mean a keli or covering with types of material like sand or crushed charsis. But that's two different things. So there you need the prat to explain what the klal is talking about. So here the prat, which is the offer, explains what the klal is. It means it's a type of offer. Now we can marvel more because it's still a klal. This type of klal, it has to say offer to explain the klal. It's not like a regular klal or prat klal. Here the klal, you wouldn't know what it's talking about. It could be anything. It could be even covered with a keli. Therefore, the offer says, you know, we're talking about things that could be sprinkled over it and covered it. And what type? It has to be similar to offer. So that's my answer. Read inside. Omer Marmish, to have a klal atzarech lefrat. V'chol ha-klal atzarech lefrat, ain't done as a klal prat. You don't dash into a klal prat. And Rashi explains, what's lashon tzarech? So what does it mean, needs it? So Rashi says, needs means like lilmoid. We find, like a lashon moed katan, that by mil avelis, rabim tzrichen loy, if everyone needs him, or tam v'tzarech le-rabbi, you could, mil avelis is not a problem. What's tzrichen loy means? I have to learn from him. Here also, the klal has to learn from the prat. Has to learn from the prat. And Rashi gives another example of this in the Shas. Our component, the bottom line is, it's a type of klal prat, which the prat is teaching up the klal. And therefore we can marba anything that grows. Anything that grows is included in the mitzvah of Kisi Adam.